First on the agenda is a public hearing on proposed improvements for West Adams Street. I'd like to call that to order then. Mr. Moe, would you please come up and start the process for us, please?
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor. I'm Eric Moe with McClure Engineering. Tonight we're holding a public hearing to fulfill the requirements of the potential usage of federal funds for the West Adams Street revitalization project for the city of Macomb. McClure Engineering wishes to thank the mayor, the city council, and staff for the opportunity to work on this project. We feel it's an extremely important project for the future of the city of Macomb. Much of the effort put into this project has been performed by our project engineer, Megan Meyer, who's sitting to my right. Megan's here tonight to help answer any questions we might have. Also here tonight is Shannon Duncan from the Western Illinois Regional Council. What a wonderful resource we have right here in Macomb. She's been assisting us with the funding strategies for this project. And then also tonight, we're honored to have Tony Sassine. Tony Sassine is the local roads engineer for IDOT District 4. And then Heather Schopp is our local roads liaison engineer. We welcome them tonight also. We'll go ahead with the presentation. Next slide, please. The need and the purpose of the project. This project is the gateway to Western Illinois University. It's often the first impression for newcomers to our community, especially those that are affiliated with Western Illinois University. It's a key vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle pathway. This project will strengthen relations between the university community and the Macomb community. This project is part of the city's comprehensive plan. This project will connect and continue to connect the downtown square to the WIU campus. And it's hoped that this project, once it's completed, will encourage private development along the corridor. The project location, project that we've been studying, is between Charles Street and Lafayette Street. And then you'll notice that there's a little offshoot in the alley that is south of the Cenex station. And you'll see in a little bit what that portion of the project entails. The people benefited from this project, of course, are the City of Macomb residents, the traveling public, persons with disabilities, and Western Illinois University students, faculty, staff, and families of our students. The existing roadway is a 30-foot edge-to-edge pavement. It's a concrete pavement with a hot mix asphalt overlay with integral curbs. There are 4-foot sidewalks that currently do not meet accessibility standards in portion of the corridor between MacArthur and Lafayette Street. There are no sidewalks. There's currently on-street parking along the corridor in several locations, and there's minimal landscaping along the corridor currently. Now, the proposed improvements are planned to include ornamental LED pedestrian lighting. Those will be located at the back of the new sidewalks. The pavement is approximately 24 feet edge to edge. In addition to that, there will be 6-foot sidewalks, which will be handicap accessible with ramps and detectable warnings on both sides. The off-street parking, it's planned to relocate the off-street parking to off-streets, and then also to provide some larger parking lots in the middle of the corridor. There will be some planting easements involved in this project to enhance the roadside and to provide room for planting trees, bushes, flowers, and then there will be new curb and gutters. The improvements will include drainage improvements, storm sewers, inlets, the removal of an unwarranted stop sign at MacArthur Street. There will be right-of-way acquisition, although not significant. The majority of the right-of-way acquisition is at intersections for widening of radii. And then also on the east end of the improvements, there's a considerable amount of right-of-way acquisition. Another feature of the project is to construct uniformly retaining walls, uniformly constructed retaining walls. Currently, we have about every type of retaining wall that you can find, timber, concrete, stone. Also, prior to the construction of the project, there is an existing 8-inch cast iron water main, and that water main is planned to be replaced prior to the improvements. There are some sanitary sewer repairs that will need to be made, and then there will be also some private utility adjustments. The proposed improvements will include on the very west end of the corridor some new concrete pavement. I know you're all familiar with the downgrade that we have there heading towards the west, and the full-depth concrete pavement is vital for pavement and the stopping of heavier vehicles. The middle portion of the project, the sidewalks will be added, the curb and gutters will be added, and then the pedestrian lighting, the sidewalk ramps, new driveway aprons, and the existing pavement is really structurally in pretty good shape. It will be milled and resurfaced. The east end of the project is, next slide please, perhaps the most exciting portion of the project, I believe. If you'll notice, I know it doesn't really show up real well on this slide, but for the eastbound traffic, there's going to be a dedicated right turn lane. No, there's always been a bottleneck there, and we're providing as much space as possible. There were traffic counts that were performed, and there's a significant amount of traffic that is simply turning right, and they can't do that when there's a person that is wanting to go through or left. Also, there's going to be a median that's going to be located in that intersection to enhance the appearance of the entryway into the corridor. Next slide, please. Then in the mid-block of the easternmost block near the Senex station, that alleyway is going to be improved as part of the overall program, however, not included in the first phase of the project. But that improvement will include a shared-use path and will provide that pedestrian and bicycle access and connection to the Amtrak station and the Go West station and the downtown area. Next slide. We're anticipating the design approval very shortly this summer. We're anticipating, depending on the construction dollars that are allotted, hopefully we're looking at the year 2014 to 2015, and we're planning to bid the project in such a way that a majority of the construction can take place during the summer months when the students are away. Project cost is estimated at $1.9 million. With that, I'm going to ask Shannon to come up and talk just briefly with you about the various types of funding.
Again, I'm Shannon from Western Illinois Regional Council. I get the numbers part, so I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm going to go with it. Those of you, maybe most people know that we've been working on this project for quite some time. As part of the comp plan process, there was some extra work done in this specific corridor. And in 2010, the city did apply for the same pot of money through IDOT. Last year, we were notified that we were not funded, and we have been working closely with these IDOT staff persons since then on how we could submit an application that would be a lot more competitive. Part of that, as you know, involved you guys spending some more money up front for some design work. So that $38,600 preliminary engineering is what's helped us get here today. And hopefully, I think we're submitting a much stronger application. As Eric suggested, the total project cost for all the items listed in this grant application is about $1.9 million. And obviously, that's a lot of money. The federal share that we are requesting is about $1.1 million. The local match to that is $295,000. And the difference is about $586,000. Now, the difference is what I would classify ineligible items. Now, $38,000 of that is the preliminary engineering upfront work that's already been expended. Then there's some other engineering, but primarily the bulk of that cost is ineligible construction items. And it's a little bit tricky to wrap your mind around, but this is an IDOT application, but this is an IDOT enhancement application. So one of our largest line items that is not eligible is actually roadway work. And so where we could, where we believe things are eligible, we've included some of the roadway work, but primarily it's non-eligible. So those items would be things that we would be looking for other funding sources. Part of that construction cost also involves some infrastructure movement, and I've spent some time talking with Eric and the mayor and Dean about and your public works folks about potentially seeking a CDAP project for that, for those costs. Keeping in mind that, of course, your community has other infrastructure needs, and we would need to prioritize or reprioritize some of the infrastructure projects that you would normally be seeking CDAP funding for. There's also a portion of the project that's about $160,000 is the bike path segment, and I think it was on the map. And although not eligible for these funds, it is eligible through IDNR's bike path grant. That grant would be submitted in March, and you would be eligible for 50%. So you're looking at about an $81,000 grant is what we'd be seeking for that portion. So we do have in mind some other funding sources. Obviously, it's still a very big project number. And one of the issues here, with CDAP, we're typically looking at about a two-year, you're looking at a two-year grant time frame. This program has a bigger sunset clause associated with it. The biggest recommendation is that they do want to see projects let out to bid within 18 to 24 months. But we do have, a little bit bigger time frame in which to allocate your general fund or other fund sources for this project. So we recognize that it's a very big number, but there really isn't anything else that would allow us to do these streetscape landscape improvements with such a large federal share match. So I do think this is probably the most cost-effective way to implement a program of this sort in the community. But we are, so there's obviously a lot of different pots of money involved in this, and but it starts with this one. The application electronically was submitted on May 29th, and the hard copy went in on Friday. Because of the time frame associated with, we knew we were doing a public hearing to meet your other IDOT requirements. We did get permission to kind of bring these processes together and submit the public hearing documents to them once we get finished with here tonight. That's really what I have as far as the numbers. Does anybody have any questions for me?
I have a question, Shannon. Is the city committed to all parts of this project, including the some of these items are, that are not eligible for funding if we do receive a grant?
Well, I would suggest that even at this time, there's probably nothing that you're legally bound to, although we wouldn't, like any grant, until you sign the grant agreements, that's when your obligation starts. As far as the bike path, the ineligible items, we have written in the grant that we would be seeking the IDNR bike path funding in March. So there are certain activities that don't need to happen with this phase. I think they were logically designed in some of the preliminary planning with this, and that was the best fit for that, but not all of those activities will occur. And primarily I'm talking about the bike path and the alleyway. It might still occur within the project period. If this is a 3-4 year project, we might still be seeking that. I would anticipate we'd be seeking that application during that time. So the messy answer is no.
Anyone else have any questions for Shannon? All right. Thank you, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Next slide, please. The project will be constructed in stages. Primarily, the west end will be completed as a stage in its own, and then the remainder of the project will be constructed rather quickly because we're planning to save the existing pavement in the middle portion of the project. That portion should go very quickly, and we'll be able to allow local access during that portion of the project. And then the east end of the project, where, again, we're going to have pavement rehabilitation, pavement replacement, we'll have to work on a staging plan that will allow the Cenex gas station and the bank to continue to have access throughout the project. Next slide, please. With that, I'd like to answer any questions you might have about this project. Keep in mind that the design work is not completed yet. This up to this point, we have completed preliminary design. We've done a lot of detail work, don't get me wrong, but the actual design plans and specifications would be forthcoming once the design approval is granted, and once the council decides to proceed with the project.
Any questions for Eric? Anyone from, I'm sorry, Alderman Moon.
I think earlier you mentioned landscaping enhancement.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see any proposals on your drawings. What does that involve, or have you got that far?
Well, what we've done thus far is we've driven the corridor with your forester, the city forester, and we've identified locations where new landscaping could be added or existing landscaping should be deleted. You know, for instance, in that first block, on the easternmost block, there's a number of silver maple trees, which really aren't real desirable. And those trees could be replaced with a better species of tree. And then we identified other places where there were gaps in landscaping. Because the right-of-way is very restrictive on this corridor, there's only 40 feet of right-of-way here. You know, normally we've got 60 or 66 feet of right-of-way to work with. So the landscaping is going to be on private property for the majority of it. And there will be permanent easements for the landscaping, and then the city will be responsible for the maintenance and be able to go in and maintain those trees, which you will want to. And, of course, we'd have to get the private property owner's approval for that as well.
Alderman Hill.
So with the landscaping, are you primarily talking about retaining walls and trees? or something that's going to take more maintenance?
The retaining walls will be on right on the right-of-way line. And the plan is that the retaining walls will become the ownership of the private property owner. So the maintenance, eventual, if there is any maintenance down the road, would be the private person's responsibility. But the construction of the retaining walls will be included in the project. And then the landscaping will be behind that. Or where there's no retaining walls, the landscaping will be still behind the sidewalk and part of the project. Did that answer your question, Alderman Hill?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council? Alderman Hanson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just one quick question. What's the likelihood of a reward here from the federal grant money? Of the federal grant money.
I could ask Tony Sassine to answer that question. You know, there's limited amount of funding for this program. It's a significant amount of dollars that are allocated for Illinois, but it's really up to the IDOT committee to select the projects that they think really fit the program, the transportation program. And of course, they've got to spread out the dollars. But when they see a project that they really like, that they believe that really fits the criteria, that betters the application, makes the application chances much, much better. I wish I could go to Las Vegas on this one, but you know, it is what it is. And I believe that it's got a very good chance. I think it just shows a real commitment that Mr. Sassine and Ms. Schaap have decided to come to our meeting tonight to be here. I think that really shows a good commitment on their part as well. Tony, would you like to?
That's not the first time. Hi, my name is Tony Sassine. I'm the local roads engineer for IDOT. That's not the first time you guys applied. As he said, you guys applied last year. And there is a guideline that is about 10 points that we look at. Normally, these are classified till the time for application is closed. And every year, there is some revisions. We have shared those information that we look at the guidelines from last year. It has not changed much. I think you have a very good project. We're very excited about your project. But what would give you the lead this year is the fact that you guys have done some of the footwork. Because originally we have scored you high, but not as high as we could have, because we were not sure how the whole thing can fit within that very tight right of way. Eric and his staff have prepared a document called PDR, Project Development Report, that shows exactly how the whole thing is going to fit and work, and it's doable, which would help you. Out of the 10 criteria, about 10 criteria that we look at, you guys have very good chance. Actually, you score high in every single one of them. Almost every single one of them, you score high. The only thing unknown, it's unknown to us at this point still, as of May 24th, we received 10 applications. And he said he applied the 29th, so there's at least 11 applications. From here on, what gives you the edge is how do you rank against others? We may look at the project that we would score very low, but at the end, when we look at the rest, it may be the best project out of them all. Then we revise our points and relook at them. People that would be scoring, your field engineer, Heather Schaap, myself, and then internally. So she would rate your project, and we're very familiar with it. We have driven it. We've met numerous times with Mr. Mayor and Eric and his staff. So what she does, she scores your project, and then we sit down and look at all the project in District 4. District 4 consists of 12 counties, and we try to make sure the projects that are selected, that they make sense, and they're doable, buildable, and there is a strong commitment from the local agencies and local staff and people and then citizens and community as a group. So, yeah, very good chance. I cannot tell you exactly, but I could tell you it's, from what I know, about 80 to 90%, if not higher. But I cannot give you an exact number till I see the rest of the application.
Thank you, Tony. I'd really like to see this project go through, so I can only speak for myself. I can only speak for myself, and I'm sure the council feels the same way, though.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Anyone from the public wish to speak or be heard on this matter? All right, thank you, Eric. Tony and Heather, thank you so much for being here with us this evening. We appreciate that immensely. With that, we'll close the public hearing on this issue. Thank you.